show that you're the one who knows for you. I'm the only one for you. I'm the only one, yeah, I'm the only one for you. And when you hold me, I know that it's real. And when you told me, now it's time to make you mine, 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 mine. Oh, I can't wait. The only, only one to know that will be only you. I'll say that I'm the only one, the one you're just to do for you. I'm the only one for you.
That is brand new music from Paul Collins. Yeah, we know him from the Nerves and the Paul Collins beat and all that good stuff. It's called I'm the Only One for You. Pulled that off of a Stand Back and Take a Good Look, I believe the new release. I just heard the single, so I said I've got to play that single because I know a couple people who might say, hey, I'm going to dig it, and hopefully you did. Hopefully you're one of those couple people, which would make up my entire listening audience. Yeah, both of you. Thank you. What else should I tell you? Oh, how about the other songs? How about the other songs in that list? The Motors from 1978, from their Approved by the Motors album with Airport. And before that, the Flash Cubes. They're from New York, not New York City. They're from Syracuse. And that was them, the Flash Cubes. I'm sorry, they did a song called Forget About You, which was a Motors cover. So I played the Motors, and I played a Motors cover. Yeah. Wow. Mr. DJ, you're kind of predictable, and it happens. Sweet before that from the Desolution Boulevard album. Yeah, I was right about the first thing, Desolation. I don't know why I said Desolution. I don't even know if that's a word. AC/DC. Start off that entire set of music. We lost Brian Connolly on this day 27 years ago. At the tender age of 51. For my encore listeners, the show's over. Thanks for listening. John Fahey has been and will be my background music for the duration of this radio program. What program is it? It's a show called Viva La Mock. But it is just now, it's just past 11 o'clock, which means it's time now for the WRCT radio and music calendar. Before we get into said calendars, Got to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. You can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m., which was last week, so you have to wait until the first Friday of March on that one. For more information, 412-924-0634 or online at irmafreeman.org. Let's get into these calendars. Let you know some things going on around town. For example, the Steel City Squares, they host a monthly square dance. The next one is tomorrow, February 10th. Dances are beginner and family friendly. They're traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and a caller. There's no experience necessary because they'll teach you the dances. There's a potluck. There's an old-time jam. All starts at 7. The dance is at 8. For more information, and it takes place at the Shiloh Center on Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Squares on their Facebook page, or just go to squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. Drop them a note. Nine 37 Liberty Gallery is presenting Divinity Femininity now through... Well, maybe that one expired. I was thinking it was through next year, but it was through last year. So don't go down to 9737 Liberty because that exhibition's done. How about this one? The Wood Street Galleries. They're showing Workflow. It's an institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard. It's on display now through Sunday. Yeah, February 11th is when it's ending. 601 Wood Street downtown is where you can find the Wood Street Galleries. That one's still going on. And you've got like another week? Yeah, you have another week for 820 Gallery featuring MS User. That's going on at the 820 Gallery, which is 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. For both of those shows, if you go to trustarts.org, you can find out more information. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club doing their rehearsals each and every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side on Cedar Avenue. Not asking you to join the band, asking you just come out and hang out and listen to some old-time music from the 20s and Thursdays, the 20s and 30s during their rehearsal. It is open to the public. However, they do request you make reservations at least by Tuesday for that Wednesday event. 412-321-1834 for more information on that. That is my WRCT radio calendar. Indeed. If you have something to include on this calendar, send us an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some shows going on that I'm aware of. And maybe you are, too. Then again, maybe you're not. Like, for example, tomorrow, which is Saturday the 10th, Peekaboo is playing with Wink at Stage AE. Bridget Calls Me Baby with Surefire at the Club Cafe. Ancient Torture is doing a record release show with Mower and Difficult Customer at the Rock Room in Polish Hill. And starting at 4 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's in Millville, it's Little Fest Punkenstein's Day. Murder for Girls, The Cheats, 65 Rats, Eye Candy, bunch of bands playing. That is happening all tomorrow. Government Center is hosting Genital Shame, along with Chains of Desire and Stander on Sunday. Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. If you don't want to go watch the Super Bowl, which I don't care what you do, you can go to the Government Center. Or Jay Thurber's down at Arsenal Lanes having a Super Bowling party, I guess. I don't know what he's calling it, but that's what I just named it. Spinning his music on Sunday. Monday, Band of Horses in town playing the Roxy Inn. Lydia Lunch is at the Club Cafe on Monday. No Vacation plays the Thunderbird with French Cassettes on Tuesday the 13th. On Valentine's Day, there's things to do. There are at the Government Center, Mercy Lemon is playing with Lily Seabird. The Pink Gin Marimbas are playing at Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday. And Soul Sessions featuring Kindred the Family Soul is at the August Wilson Center on Wednesday. That is all for your Valentine's Day wonderfulness. Matt Pond comes to town playing the Club Cafe on Thursday. I, the Mockster, should be down at Arsenal Lanes hanging out. Should be. Doing 80s and 90s night. That's the goal, at least. Ghost Town's playing the Roxy Inn on Friday the 16th. Tiny the Dream is at the Government Center on Friday the 16th. Sunny Days and the Weathermen are doing an album release show at Spirit in Lawrenceville with Tony from Bowling and Century 3. Oh, and Flipside Scotty's going to be DJing. I gotta give a shout out to the DJs that I think do a good job. I like Flipside Scotty. What else do I have on this? Dream Home at the Government Center next Saturday. That's a week from tomorrow. Thunderbird is doing a night of funk and soul. It's a NOLA night. I think it's in celebration of the Mardi Gras season. That's happening on Saturday the 17th. Jay Robbins playing with Rex Tycoon. Again, it says it's a band, so I'm guessing it's not Jay Robbins of Government Issue. I don't know. I could look it up. Look for a flyer, but I'm not going to. That's happening on Sunday the 18th. DJ Danger's down at Arsenal Lanes on that Sunday. I know that much. Joe P is playing the Club Cafe on Monday the 19th with Scott Moore. Thursday the 22nd, it's Cosmic Berg live with a Working Breed, Jessica Bella Band, and Murder for Girls. Fun fact, the Working Breed, the lead singer of Working Breed, her dad was in that RPMs, which I played a little earlier, that Milwaukee band. Fun fact, just log that one. Richard Schindel is coming to town playing the Club Cafe on Friday the 23rd. Paging Dr. Moon is at the Pittsburgh Winery on that same day. That's a lot of shows, isn't it? I've gotten you through most of February. If you want to see all the shows, go to our website at wrct.org and click on events. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us. I dare you. Music-calendar at wrct.org. It's the best way to make things happen. You can hear the WRCT radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. That means Jay Thurber tomorrow during Radio 9. Yeah, he dusts off those moldy oldies and he plays the newy. I got nothing to rhyme with newy, so we'll work on that. But the new stuff and all his snark in a little program called Radio 9. Happens each and every, what day is that? Saturday, tomorrow. Tomorrow. It happens each and every Saturday. Starting at noon. Starting at noon here on Freeform Radio, WRCT 88.3 FM. We should get back into more music, should we not? It's getting to that point in the show when the rambling's got to stop and the music's got to continue. We'll do that, right after this quick message.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
You may have heard me say, if this is not an encore show, you may have heard me say that on Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, the Pink Gin Marimbas are playing at Arsenal Lane. So let's do what the Mockster does best, and let's play some Pink Gin Marimbas.
Source of the river. and so love to get some fresh air, to get a different view, to try to get away from you. I was ready to go. I was alone, but then you saved me. Until that last goodbye, you waved me. I just naively thought you dropped on by to tell me hello. Back in San Francisco.
Just
waste it all these years, and just one.
Please begin scanning.
In the summer of my youth, I met a Capricorn. She was a bad girl at the supermarket. And I was the produce boy. We'd meet among the vegetables and dance among the fruit. It was unbridled joy when I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. As you can imagine, the management wasn't too keen. There were groceries to be bagged and peaches to be purged for stray nectarines. But our hearts were in the artichokes. The kiwis held our dreams. My boss's name, it was Roy, when I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bagged girl who bagged my heart with love. What was that, ma'am? Yes, small bags for light items. No, sir, the jicama has not been very good these days. Excuse me, little boys, please don't play catch with the melons. Oh, my love, how I long to take your hand and walk you down aisle 17, where I could kiss you, and I could hold you, and I could show you it's not a dream. Sometimes wonder what happened to the girl. Did she become a checker at the supermarket, or did she set her sights on something more? Still, I can remember her pastel latex gloves. She was never so coy when I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bagged girl who bagged my heart with love. She did, you know. I miss you, Mildred. Say hi to your folks.
That's a brand new music from Schlang.
Valued customer, please select method of World Monkeys.
From their Thank You Valued Customer release that came out earlier this year on the Big Stir record label. She, the fair bag girl. Bag with a G. Not bad girl, bag girl. The name of the Schlang song. Helicopter, Helicopter, before that, and Just Once. The Orange Peels gave us Back in San Francisco. Played some Swerve Driver in there with the Last Train to Satansville. And started off the entire set with the Pink Gin Marimbas with the Source of the River from a little 45 split that they have out there now. As I mentioned, they are playing on Valentine's Day at the world-famous Arsenal Lanes in Lawrenceville. That is this Wednesday. This Wednesday, for those of you. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go check it out just to let you know. That's what I'm doing. I know you're like, Moxter, on Valentine's Day, well, you're going to a bowling alley? Why not? A, if you're with someone, it's a nice little date night. It is. Now, here's the deal, though, because I know recently some people tried to go and they're like, oh my God, I got there and it was all sold out and I couldn't get in. Well, that's what happens. When they don't have any more bowling lanes, they're done. And the people who got in, the cool kids, get the bowl and hang out and see the band. That's how it works. You know what? I have a mock. I have a couple things to tell you. A couple things. So I'm going to try to get to the mock in about a half hour. I told you I was juggling some mocks. And I finally dropped one. And I think I've settled on Tyrone Davis as the mock tonight. Now, I'll just tell you, the other one that I was thinking of, I was contemplating, was a Joe Ely, because it's his birthday today. But instead, I think I'm going to play some Joe Ely or some songs, you know, at some point. As soon as the mood gets that way, I'm not in that mood yet. And if I don't, I'll do it next week, or the week after, or 2 weeks after. That's how this works. Hey, speaking of Arsenal Lanes, which I just was, a couple weeks ago, I was down there on a Wednesday because I got there when the special started at 9 p.m. to see the Harry Von Zells.
Inquiring minds are hungry for that diamond taste. against the choppy tide. She is fetching, she may not know it now, but if she finds out, tonight makes deduction.
Relieving when you point it out. Email, home, slogans on Sometimes you see her and you can't look away. You just can't help it. Being held in this way, you want to shout it, but it takes too much time. Why can't you know it?
We'll be right back.
Julianne Hatfield wrapping up that set of music from her latest release, which was Julianne Hatfield Sings ELO, Sweet as the Night, originally on ELO's, 1978? I'm guessing 1978 album Out of the Blue. No, 77 Out of the Blue. And speaking of ELO, before I tell you the other songs, or should I tell you the other songs and then speak of ELO? Yeah. All right, speaking of ELO, I've mentioned I DJ down at Arsenal Lanes on Thursdays doing 80s and 90s night, and I love it when I get to some deeper requests, and I had a request for ELO from the Secret Messages album, 1983, so it qualified. I'm very strict. If it didn't come out in the 80s or 90s, I'm not going to play it. Four Little Diamonds, and I played that last night. Of course, I did have a youngster, and I have to say youngster, because he told me he was born in the aughts, who first requested some Commodores from 1975, and I said, well, it's from 1975, and he said, that's close enough. It's not. 1979 is barely close enough, and anyway. And then he asked what came out in the 80s and 90s. Grandpa DJ decided to pat him on the head and let him go back to bowling. Oh, back to the music. So before the Julianna Hatfield Small Factory gave us their song Valentine from I Do Not Love You. Parquet Courts in there, Berlin Got Blurry. Some Big Dipper from their debut, Heavens. Before that, Pittsburgh's own the Harry Von Zell's doing a Big Dipper cover, Stardom Because, which could originally be found on, I think, 1988 when Craps came out from Big Dipper. I think it was 87 for Heavens, 88 for the second. Start off that entire set. Hey, speaking of DJing, while I got the mic on, little self-promotion to let you know that the Moxster, I'm down at Arsenal all the time. There on Sundays every once in a while, I'm there every Thursday. I'm going to try branching out, and it's going to be, and I think if I can make this happen, I have some other things that are pending that might derail me from this, and I forget which day it is, actually. It's a Sunday. I know it's not this Sunday, so I think it's 2 weeks from this Sunday, so that would be like the 25th. I'm going to be at Poetry in Millvale on a Sunday, and Sunday is like, they call it like a super surf Sunday. It's got the word surf and Sunday in there. It's a surf night. So I'm gonna do my best at, and I've been told by the management, they're like, no, do your radio thing. Do the songs, you just forget the surf stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. So I'm gonna, we'll figure it out. I'm gonna mix it up, I think. So that's on the 25th. Down at Poetry, me, the Moxster, spinning music. Yeah, I don't think there's a cover. I don't even think they pay me. I don't know. Maybe Peanuts. That's what I usually work for, Peanuts. Zombo, he works for Fanta. He works for Cashews. I'm still working for Peanuts. So I've had a couple emails at wrctrequest@gmail.com who have said, Moxster, you cannot tell me that you are going to do your first live program back after Mojo Nixon died without playing some Mojo Nixon. And I'm going to tell you two things. One is, no, I'm going to play you some Mojo Nixon. Two, I had a hard time picking what Mojo Nixon I was going to play. In fact, I thought of just playing a whole bunch of Mojo and just make it a Mojo night. And then three, or I should say C, I was like, maybe for Massive Music Weekend, which is coming up in a couple weeks, I should do a Mojo Nixon block. What do you think? Let's vote on it. Everyone in favor, just raise your hand. We'll take a head count here in a second. All right. That might be happening, so you'll just have to find out. I think Massive Music Weekend is in two weekends, and they will post what bands and what's being featured and who's doing all that before it happens, I'm hoping. But anyway, we lost Mojo Nixon. I believe he was 66 years old. I went back and was watching all the old videos and some of his MTV promos and just realizing, like, he was just a young man of like his late 20s when all that great stuff was happening for him in those early days. Well, luckily for you and for me, the WRCT Record Library has a stack of Mojo Nixon vinyl. I'm going back to the debut for one of my favorites. It's Mojo Nixon, the late Mojo Nixon, Mushroom Maniac.
I don't know what's happening to me. Carrying around a big bird that sack. I'm a mushroom maniac. The bots wanna be. There I was, kind of walking across this big cow field. Actually, I wasn't walking; I was crawling. It was about 4:30 in the morning. I was down on all fours, kind of sniffing for my psychedelic delight inside of a big steaming, stinking hunk of cow turdola. Yeah, so I was down there. Yeah. I was down there and I was kind of sniffing around and the moon was full and I was shaking and baking and quaking and all of a sudden the king of the cows, the big man, I'm talking about the big cow himself, the master of disaster, the king of the universe, the leader of the unfree cow world, come up to me and said, "Hey Mojo, what you doing walking around down on all fours sniffing cow till 4:30 in the morning, boo?" I said, "Well, Mr. King of the cows, I got a problem. I started to shake. I started to sweat. I started to kind of gyrate. I felt the rock sensation sweeping the nation, coming up through my feet. I said, Mr. King of the cows, King of the cows, I'm a mushroom maniac. I'm a mushroom maniac. I'm a maniac. I'm a maniac.
Never since. see death from a DC 9.
Hey, this is Billy Crane, and you're listening to WRCT Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with a mockster. Now listen, you have not been mocked till you've been mocked by the mockster, so get on over here and start mocking right now.
Save face on earth.